You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, the Professor Christian. Nate, what's up?
I'm here, Mike. I'm still in my pastel pink sweatshirt. I know you said you weren't going to mention it, I just had to let the listeners know we record three podcasts in one night. So I'm still wearing the pastel pink sweatshirt, even though it's Monday of the next week.
We do record three podcasts in one night by choice. Not mine, but by choice. But I'll tell you what, it's all about choices. So you can choose to head on over to patreon.com/DynastyRewind. Get yourself a free 7-day trial. Hang out in the Discord. Come chat with us. We would love to see and hear from you. Because you know what? That's one way that you can make sure that your fantasy team breaks out in the next season, the 2024 fantasy football season. And we're going to talk to you today about Nate's favorite position to build around, and that is the wide receiver position. Now, let's temper our expectations when we use the term breakout. We're not going to sit here and say every player we list has the potential to be a top five dynasty fantasy football wide receiver. Is it possible? Of course. Things are always possible. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase both did get hurt and miss time this year. That allowed other people to ascend to where they would normally be. We will not, Nate, be talking about DeMario Douglas today. We're also not allowed to talk about Jaden Reed. I put Nico Collins on there too because we've talked about him ad nauseum, and I think he already kind of broke out. So,
yeah, and also, like, this is a bit of a buy low episode that we based these wide receivers around. And frankly, you're not buying low on Nico Collins anytime soon.
No, we're going to do some buy highs too, you know, because you can't just always go for the value. Sometimes you got to plant your flag and go, this is my guy. He costs what he costs. Let's go. So, Nate, let's start with you. What is the first player that you want to discuss this evening?
Yeah, I want to talk about Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers, who is currently wide receiver 45 on Keep Trade Cut, yet he finished the season as the wide receiver 24 in PPR, Mike.
Interesting.
Jacoby Myers put together a pretty good season and still young, still has plenty of time ahead of him. And just because he started out in New England, where all wide receivers go to die, apparently, he had some, you know, pretty solid years there at New England, being a wide receiver three for that, being a wide receiver one for that team, but a wide receiver three for fantasy. Yeah. And then he goes to the Raiders, okay? And let me tell you the situation. Davante Adams is there. Jimmy G is throwing the ball. And then it's Aiden O'Connell throwing the ball. You wouldn't expect some wide receiver from the New England Patriots, who was a late-round pick, to come in there and perform. But Jacoby Myers had the best season of his career in that situation, which was not a positive situation, not a situation you would think would be meant to give him the best opportunity that he's had so far. Yet, like I said, wide receiver 24 on the year. Davante Adams, I don't think he wants to go through a rebuild. He's looking to win a championship. I would expect Davante Adams to probably move on from the Raiders this offseason. And if that does happen, and even if they go and replace him, Jacoby Myers has gone from being a very productive wide receiver two on that team to possibly being the wide receiver one for that team, whoever's throwing the ball. If it's Aiden O'Connell or some other rookie quarterback or veteran quarterback, I think Jacoby Myers is going to be just fine. Now, is he going to repeat with a top 24 season? I'm not quite sure. I think he has that potential in him. I think he can put up another top 24 season. But, you know, I think the range is anywhere from wide receiver 20 to wide receiver 30, basically giving you a really solid flex player. Hopefully you have three wide receivers in your competitive team. Well, you have three top dynasty wide receivers there. And Jacoby Myers, whether he's going to be your wide receiver three or your first flex play, when it comes around to setting lineups, he's going to be someone that you're really happy to have on your team. You can acquire him right now for like a mid to late second. You can throw some players around who really haven't been able to take off over the past couple years. One of them being Marvin Mims, who didn't take off last year. You can move him right now for Jacoby Myers and pick up a much more productive player. I really like what Jacoby Myers did this year. I liked him when he was with New England. I like seeing that he was productive in a different situation that was not most conducive to scoring fantasy points. But there, Jacoby Myers is scoring touchdowns, leading the team in targets in some games, with Davante Adams, who is literally like the target hog of all time. Jacoby Myers, impressive. And people are still down on him just because he's Jacoby Myers and he came from New England. Like I said, wide receiver 45 right now. Pick him up. He's going to outplay his current value.
I love this. Hey, it doesn't have to be sexy. It just has to work, right?
Exactly. And
he scores points regardless of if it's Aiden O'Connell or someone else. I wonder if they give Jimmy Garoppolo another chance or if they just cut bait. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they need a head coach and an offensive coordinator first to figure that out and then go from there. But I love it. Nate, I filled out the show sheet first, so I got to pick Zay Flowers.
You did.
Yeah. Was he on your list at all? Or were you not thinking about him?
No, you were more than welcome to have him.
All right. Kind of talked myself into him. I wasn't as big of a Zay Flowers fan prior to the draft and even after the draft. And, you know, I think a lot of it is the narratives of, oh, Baltimore Ravens wide receivers, they're no good. Well, guess what? This one is. Okay. Really, really good rookie season. 77 catches, 855 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He was the team's leading wide receiver, as you know, Nate. Yes, I understand. Mark Andrews missed time. So don't waste your time posting the comment. I know. I pay attention. He was wide receiver 30 on the season. I think he's only going up. The vibes, immaculate. They check out. He's currently wide receiver 17 on Keep Trade Cut. I think that's going to be his lowest for a while. He's valued around players like Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, Michael Pittman, and a mid-24 first, which, you know, I would consider paying a mid-24 first. I would prefer if it was a year out. There might be some other, players in this draft who I think have a longer ceiling overall. I do think Zay Flowers will have a better year this year than some of the guys that you're going to draft. But if my team is contending, and I think he's a guy who's going to ascend and continue to get better over time and also help me win, then I'd have no problem paying that. Nate, I was thinking about this. Do you think you could move Deebo Samuel for Zay Flowers? Maybe get a little something on top?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
I would be more comfortable if I had to pay up a little bit more, like a 25 first and a 24 third. If I could spread it out like that, I'd feel more comfortable for that. And I think he could push to be a wide receiver one. Low end, but still, I mean, Odell Beckham, Rashad Bateman, Nelson Agholor, they could be gone. And if all three of those guys are gone, that's 121 targets that frees up. I understand there's going to be other receiving competition. They'll bring in a free agent. They'll draft somebody. I understand that. But still, he's already there. He's in this scheme. He's in this offense. He's with Lamar Jackson.
And they love him.
Right now. And they love him. And that's important. That's really, really important. Nate, I'm sure you agree.
I absolutely agree. I think Zay Flowers is set up to be the bona fide wide receiver one for Lamar moving forward. They really like what they have in him. They were really excited about him. He has met and exceeded every expectation so far this year. Quietly put up a very, very impressive season. Yeah. And he's not even on the short list for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. It's kind of disappointing. Yeah. But it's okay. There's a lot of really good rookies this year. I get it.
Yeah. Still, should be in consideration. All right. Nate, let's move on to your next player.
All right. Next, I got my man, my disappointment, Jahan Dotson. And it was a disappointing season for sure. Jahan Dotson is my most rostered player across all my dynasty leagues. I was very excited going into the season with Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator, with Sam Howe, who I believed in, and put up good numbers to start the year. But he spread the ball out a lot. And Terry, Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson, Logan Thomas, it was spread across all of them. And you couldn't count on any of them on a week-to-week basis. And no. Jahan Dotson, unfortunately, he was out there just running wind sprints. Top five in routes run, but unfortunately finished wide receiver 56 on the season. It was an all-time disappointing season for how much he was out there in the field and how little usage he got. Now, like I said, very disappointing. How am I still sticking with Jahan Dotson? Currently wide receiver 43 on Keep Trade Cut. So the value has fallen to match the lack of production. But at this point, we're talking about a 23-year-old wide receiver who has first-round draft capital, has only 2 years removed from having that first-round draft capital. They have, look, they're cleaning house. They have a whole new staff coming in. But I don't think anyone there is going to look at Jahan Dotson and say, wow, this guy's just not good. No, I don't think there's any anyone out there that's looking at Jahan Dotson and saying he's not a good wide receiver, he showed us that he was a good wide receiver his rookie year. It's just the usage did not work out this year. He was extremely underutilized, and I get it. Maybe he's not going to be quite as impressive as I thought he was going to be, but there's a reason the Commanders traded up for him. They really were excited about getting him, and he is a talented wide receiver who, with a new quarterback, with a new staff, with a more stable situation there on that offense, I think we're going to see some production out of. Now, moving forward, I would love to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a top 24 wide receiver next year. You know, he's going to take over the wide receiver one role from Terry McLaurin. But I'm not going to come out here and say those outlandish things without, you know, the evidence to back it up. And I don't have that evidence right now. But we can buy low on Jahan Dotson. Like I said, wide receiver 43 right now on keep trade cut. And I think he can give you a top 36 wide receiver season next year. And if he does that, yeah, it puts him back on pace to, you know, continue from there. If the offensive situation continues to improve, I think Jahan Dotson's production will continue to improve. Curtis Samuel is a free agent this year. I don't have a good pulse on if they're going to re-sign him or not. Curtis Samuel had a pretty solid year, so I think he will probably have options elsewhere if he wants. And with the new staff coming in, we're not really sure what's going to happen there. But I do know Jahan Dotson is going to be on that team next year. And, you know, they have good reason to continue to invest in him. As, like I said, he's a very good wide receiver. I don't think there's any questions about him just not being a good wide receiver, but he wasn't producing for some reason. So whatever the reason that is, we'll see. I believe it's going to change next year. We can acquire him for what I think is pretty cheap right now. He's pretty close to Marvin Mims. And once again, I'm going to bring up on keep trade cut. What do I need to add to Marvin Mims? One disappointment to add and get another disappointment in Jahan Dotson. I'm more excited to see what Jahan Dotson can do than Marvin Mims. Marvin Mims, as much as I liked him coming out of college, basically did nothing this year. Outside of like one game, really did nothing the entire year. At least Jahan Dotson, his rookie year, had really good efficiency stats. When he was on the field, he was getting a large target share. He did score a lot of touchdowns last year. He was one of the top scoring wide receivers with touchdowns last year, despite missing a couple games. So we've seen that production for Jahan Dotson. We haven't seen it from Marvin Mims. What can I do to make a lateral move? Go pick up Dotson.
I would try to find a different player just because I still do believe
you like Marvin Mims. I do too, yeah, but I'm willing to move off of him if I can.
I don't know what you'd have to put on top. I think there's a lot of people out there like me who still believe in Marvin Mims. I mean, it wouldn't have to be too much, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I would start Jerry with Judy, Cortland Sutton, some other wide receivers I think you can move pretty close for Jahan Dotson right now. Look, it's been a disappointment. I get it.
Yeah.
You should be able to acquire him right now.
So basically you hate all the Broncos wide receivers is what you're saying.
I kind of hate the Broncos offense, I guess. I mean, I think I still like Javonte Williams. I'll have to check his value right now because, you know, nothing against players. It's all about values.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate the move, honestly. And I think this will be the lowest value that you'll be able to get him at for quite some time.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's going to go up from here.
But we're going to let you guys chew on that for a while. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Beautiful. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get back into it. So this is a player that I've been coming around on later in the season, and that is Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. Hey, he was the de facto wide receiver one for the Chiefs this past season. Nate, he had 79 catches for 938 yards and 7 touchdowns. That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He missed the 1,000-yard mark, but he made it to the playoffs, so he definitely broke it overall.
He did. And, you know, we've been saying for years we want a wide receiver that's tied to Mahomes. It's taken time and failures. Guys like Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We could say a lot of people were high on him when he went to Kansas City. But I think Kansas City, they found their wide receiver one. Not their overall receiver one. Their wide receiver one. Still going to be very – the guy that they've been missing since Tyreek Hill left in the wide receiver room, essentially. I devalued him last year because of the landing spot, because, you know, trying to bust the narrative, and until I had seen it happen, well, now we saw it happen. And looking at what we knew in the past, you know, of course, guys going there not being so good. Same thing with the Baltimore Ravens and their wide receivers. Got two guys right on here bucking that trend. I was wrong to be so apprehensive. He was wide receiver 27 on the season. He's currently wide receiver 20 on keep trade cut. So right now he's going for mid to late 24 first. I would try for the late, of course. Don't want to move the mid picks if I don't have to. But I think just like Zay Flowers, you're going to need a first and a third of some combination. I think you could probably move, Nate, this will kill you, Deontay Johnson for Rashee Rice.
I don't think you can make that move. And I see that you put like a third on top of that. I think you have to do Deontay in a second.
You think so?
Yep. Yeah. Rice is hot right now. Rice is hot. And Deontay is not.
Would you make that move if you could?
Deontay in a second for Rashee Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I have also come around on Rashee Rice.
Ooh, look at us. Would you move Jaylen Waddle?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Jaylen Waddle for Rashee Rice in a second?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I'll take that as a maybe.
Maybe.
But I think he's going to be at worst a high-end wide receiver too. I do see, you know, some more time with Mahomes in that offense, the Andy Reid system, pretty wide receiver friendly overall. So I think he's going to I think he's gonna flourish.
Yeah, this is what they wanted Juju to be last year. They brought in Juju Smith-Schuster to be.
Wasn't bad last year.
That slot receiver. Oh, no, he actually had quietly a pretty good year.
Not this year.
Not this year. He was MIA for most of the year. But this is what they wanted. They wanted that slot receiver that they could, you know, feed with Mahomes. And Rashee Rice, you know, showed improvement throughout the year. And by about halfway through the season, he took over that role and has not let go since taking it over. So, been very impressive.
Nate, what is your forgive me, what is your big buy?
Big buy wide receiver is Cincinnati Bengals, currently wide receiver, T. Higgins. As we've talked about a couple times on this channel, he is a pending free agent. I, once again, do not have the strongest pulse on the Bengals. I'm not sure if they're going to re-sign him or let him walk. They do have a lot of cap space, so they can definitely re-sign him if they want. Going to depend a little bit on Joe Burrow's recovery, but if he's all good to go for this start of the season, I don't see why they wouldn't at least franchise tag him, keep him around for one more season, because T. Higgins is good. T. Higgins is a very good wide receiver and could be a wide receiver one on just about any other team. He is a plus wide receiver two for the Bengals across from Jamar Chase. And right now he is wide receiver 23 on keep trade cut, Mike. So I'm out here looking at T. Higgins, who I know the production has been inconsistent over the past couple of years. Wide receiver 51 this year, because he's missed games. He's missed, you know, a couple games every single season, and that's really, you know, hurt his season finishes. But when he's on the field, he has been productive. He has had some big games for the Bengals. He has shown us that he can be an alpha wide receiver at times. And I think that whether it's on the Bengals or on a different team, T. Higgins gives you top 24 upsides every single season, and on a weekly basis can give you the win. You know, T. Higgins is a player who can really win in the red zone. And with that, you know, I don't necessarily believe in chasing touchdowns for wide receivers, but having a wide receiver that has good volume and good ability with touchdown upside is definitely something I want to go after, because touchdowns oftentimes win you your week. They don't always win you your season, but touchdowns win you your weeks a lot of times. And T. Higgins is a guy that he can catch touchdowns. He can, you know, see 10 plus targets in a game. He's that kind of wide receiver that we like. He's a boundary wide receiver who wins contested catches, creates yards after the catch. We saw some incredible catches from T. Higgins this year. And he's done it his entire time with the career, with the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm not believing that T. Higgins is almost out of the top 25 wide receivers in Dynasty. I think that is a little crazy to be dropping him quite that low. So what can I tier down from at the wide receiver position to get T. Higgins? Because I think that's the big buy that we can make. And some wide receivers I would look to possibly tier down and see what I can get on top with T. Higgins. Tank Dell. Can I move Tank Dell for T. Higgins plus? Like, I love Tank Dell, but Tank Dell is almost the same age as T. Higgins. Actually, I think they are the same age as T. Higgins, at least by the start of next season. So the two of them being the same age, can I get T. Higgins plus? And then another player, Drake London.
So you know,
right?
Yep. T. Higgins' birthday is in 2 days. He will be 25.
And then Tank Dell will be 25 by the start of next season. So like I said, they are both going to be 25 at the start of the season. Can I get T. Higgins plus?
Right. Now, yes, you're right.
I know I'm right. I know.
Look at you.
Everyone needs to realize that Tank Dell is older than you think. Not that that means he's bad, but maybe be careful before you rank him as like top 12 wide receiver in Dynasty.
Yeah.
And it just outgoes sometimes. Terry McLaurin came into the league older as an older prospect, and just outgoes sometimes. But T. Higgins, Drake London, what can I trade Drake London for T. Higgins plus? I think they are kind of similar players fantasy-wise.
One's just good. And the other is Drake London.
Oh, you're going to get us in trouble there, Mike. Be careful.
Sorry, I had to.
I know.
Staying on. And
another wide receiver, Michael Pittman Jr., heading into he was in a contract year this past year. He's going into free agency. He might stick around with the Colts. He might go into free agency. Kind of a similar player to T. Higgins as well. I have them pretty similar, but Michael Pittman Jr., a good like 10 spots ahead of T. Higgins right now and keep trade cut. What can I move Michael Pittman Jr. for T. Higgins plus? And now you might be looking at this and you might say, well, why am I moving these players for T. Higgins? This is a pretty lateral move. But if I can keep within my wide receiver tiers and pick up a second round pick in this upcoming draft class, that's going to help your team out. I think that's the move you want to make. So looking at those tier downs, maybe a swap with Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel is going to be 28 by the start of next season. So looking to maybe move off of him. I like T. Higgins. I like what he brings to the table. Like I said, you know, top 24 wide receiver seasonally moving forward. On a different team, I think he gives even more upside than that. And on a weekly basis, can win you your week.
I love it. I'm in. Let's do it. All these, especially the Deebo swap, I completely agree with. I love it. I'm a big T. Higgins fan, too. So yeah,
we like T over here.
Stay in the tier, pick up draft capital.
That's the way to success.
That's how you win championships. Let me plant my flag now. The guy I want to spend big on, Garrett Wilson.
It's time to spend big.
Third year breakout. It is time. Look, he's had the New York Jets revolving door of quarterbacks there. You know, we've talked about it. Tim Boyle, Mike White, Joe Flacco, Zach Wilson, more than anyone cares to admit. Didn't Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle start games? Did I say Tim Boyle?
Yeah, unfortunately, Tim Boyle did start a game.
Yet, despite all that, he still finishes every season that he's played in over 1,000 yards. In 2022, 83 catches for 1,134 touchdowns. In 2023, 95 catches for 1,042 yards and 3 touchdowns. Mike, he doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. Listener or viewer, he's had really bad quarterbacks. That's why. And yet, I mean, 83 and 95 catches over 1,000 yards.
Yep.
He is fantastic, and he's never missed a game in his career either. You were talking about T. Higgins, misses a couple games here and there.
Yeah,
Garrett Wilson does not, and he plays at MetLife, which is a career killer.
Yeah.
I do think, unrelated note, I do believe within the next year or two, I saw that MetLife is replacing their turf.
Good.
Which they need to. You know, and after all these, you would think a stadium that has two teams playing in it, this should have never been allowed to happen. I will say this as well. I did see the Eagles play the Jets at MetLife this year. That is by far the most depressing stadium I've ever been in my life. But Garrett Wilson's good after the catch. A 15.2% juke rate. That's number 4 in the NFL, Nate. Did you know that?
Hey, I did not. That's pretty good.
He's wide receiver 26 on the season. Still wide receiver 6 on keep trade cut. The people, much like me, believe, and I'm a man of the people, Nate. The Jets have to get better with Aaron Rodgers coming back. I hope they draft a successor for him as well. He loves when they draft people under him. Great mentor. By the way, give it up for Jordan Love. Good in the playoffs against the Cowboys.
I'm just saying something is going to happen this offseason where Aaron Rodgers ends up on the Vikings. And then the prophecy is truly complete. I don't know if he's going to send a picture of his dick to somebody or what, but it's probably going to be like mushrooms. I don't know. But Aaron Rodgers is going to find his way to the Minnesota Vikings, and then we're going to have the full circle.
Do you remember the picture of Vladimir Putin riding shirtless on a horse?
Yes.
It's going to be Aaron Rodgers shirtless on an alpaca. But if you want to get Garrett Wilson, you're going to have to pay because he's valued around guys like Nico Collins. Could we do Stephon Diggs for Garrett Wilson if we want to get a little bit younger?
I would add a little bit.
Like a third?
You might add more than a third right now. People are pretty low on Stephon Diggs. They're pretty low on him, and which is a great buy low right now.
I have 2 seconds on here. I believe that is supposed to be 2 firsts.
Yeah.
By the way, because you're not getting him for 2 seconds. So forgive me if I'm misspelling, but he, you know, and people still believe, I still believe too, and I'm willing to pay up. I want Garrett Wilson on my team, despite the fact that he's on a bad team. I think that there's better things to come. I like Robert Saleh, right? I like him as a head coach. I think he's the right guy to turn this team around. Just really no luck at the quarterback situation. Yeah. I do think it is coming, and I'm hoping for that third-year breakout. Not saying he hasn't proverbially broken up because 1,000 yards every year, but we expected more when Garrett Wilson came into the NFL. At worst, I mean, look, he was, what, quarterback 26? I don't think he's finishing quarterback 26. At worst, I think he's like wide receiver 18 on the season coming up. So yeah. You want to pay up for Garrett Wilson, or are you just good?
I'm willing to pay 2 firsts for Garrett Wilson. I think you're getting a pretty good deal there. I think Garrett Wilson is a top 10 wide receiver for many years to come. And I think now is the time to get him. I think this was a good player to put on here, Mike, because we all know Garrett Wilson is good. But as soon as his production matches our expectations, the value is only going to go up.
Yeah.
Which is kind of difficult because he's already wide receiver 6. But if his production matches our expectations once he has a good quarterback, then he's going to be up in that tier with like CeeDee Lamb, honestly. And, you know, where CeeDee Lamb was the past 2 years, right below that top tier. You know, now we're having that conversation of CeeDee Lamb being in the same tier as Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Garrett Wilson can be solidly in that second tier. He kind of already is dynasty value wise, but production wise, we haven't quite seen it. So, I think getting him now, it's a good time.
Speaking of Dallas Cowboys wide receiver, Michael Gallup is ass. Just want to throw that out there. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Until next time, for Nate, I'm Mike. We'll see you later. We're excited to announce that we have partnered with Mint Mobile. Have you ever thought, why in the world is my wireless bill so darn high? What are you paying all that money for? Speed, coverage, data, access to 5G, unlimited talk and text, mobile hotspots? Great news. Mint Mobile offers all of these features for as low as $15 a month. They're built on the nation's largest 5G network, and they keep costs low because they sell direct to you online, cutting out the retail stores and salespeople. Why should you pay more than you have to for access to the same network? Go to https://trymintmobile.com/dynastyrewind, also linked in the description, to get premium wireless for $15 a month. Guys, $15. How hard is it to switch your service? Big Wireless wants you to think that it's hard, but switching to Mint is super easy thanks to digital eSIM cards, which most phones now have. You can sign up and activate immediately right on your phone from the comfort of your home. If your phone doesn't have an eSIM, Mint will ship you a new SIM card for free. Big Wireless also wants you to think that they're the only option, but don't be duped. And now through January 1st, you'll receive an additional 3 months free. Buy three, get three. If you purchase a 3-month plan using our link, https://trymintmobile.com/dynastyrewind. Again, linked in the description. The offer is available on all plans, including unlimited. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/dynastyrewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/dynastyrewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.